Twisted Sister's Dee Snider backs Paul Stanley's stance against transitioning minors, let the kid figure it out. By Paul Bois on May 1, 2023. Dee Snider, lead singer of the 80s hair band Twisted Sister, publicly backed KISS rocker Paul Stanley's stance against transitioning minors. As Breitbart News reported, Paul Stanley took to social media over the weekend and called the transitioning of minors a sad and dangerous fad. There is a big difference between teaching acceptance and normalizing and even encouraging participation in a lifestyle that confuses young children into questioning their sexual identification as though some sort of game, and then parents in some cases allow it, he wrote in a post titled, "My Thoughts on What I'm Seeing." Dee Snider, who sometimes incorporated drag into his rock act, backed Paul Stanley's stance and even shared his post. "You know what? There was a time where I felt pretty too. Glad my parents didn't jump to any rash conclusions. Well said," tweeted Snider. Dee later clarified his position after some initial backlash, scolding both the left and the right for jumping to conclusions and that the kid should figure it out. "Dee, please, please don't fall for the bullshit being spun by the right. This is no fetish, it's not confusion, and it's been noted for thousands of years though only seriously studied in the past 100, said one user. "Parents need to be less reactionary, right and left. No need to steer the child in either direction. Let the kid figure it out for themselves knowing their family is supportive. I had a vet/cop hard-ass dad who, while he shook his head a lot, let me do my thing," responded Snider. Dee Snider can hardly be called a friend of the right, given that he recently gave gun control pushers the rights to use his hit song "We're Not Gonna Take It" when pushing gun control measures after previously scolding MAGA fascists for incorporating his song. Attention QAnon, MAGA fascists, every time you sing "We Are Not Gonna Take It" remember it was written by a cross-dressing, libtard, tree-hugging half-Jew who hates everything you stand for. It was you and people like you that inspired every angry word of that song. So fuck off. He tweeted last year. Snider also denounced supporters of Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake as fascist morons when a Twitter account promoting her displayed lyrics to his beloved song. "Hey idiots. Read THE1ST line, we've got the right to choose. This is a pro-choice anthem you are co-opting. It was never intended for you fascist morons." As the songwriter and singer, I denounce everything a Carrie Lake stands for. Write your own damn song. He tweeted. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.